Hello, Internet, and welcome to another episode of All My Issues. In this episode, episode 57, we talk about comic book movie news, Captain Marvel, Dark Phoenix, and we get a little, they've just dropped a sneak peek of the new Joker. You can get our thoughts and feelings about this, what we think about the new Joker, at least what we've seen so far. So, without further ado, let's get started.
I miss being on these parts.
Well, I mean, Wes, you can kind of be on them at any time that you want to, I guess. But
Wait, really?
Yeah, well. All right, let's get started. Sam.
I'm Chris.
All right, and today we are going to talk about a bunch of the
sex,
new stuff.
Baby. So, oh, no. Maybe.
Let's talk about
yes, kind of.
A
little bit.
A little sexiness.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah.
This is the kind of, we're adding 100% more sexy to this podcast.
That's right. Is that a statistic everybody wants? Maybe not, but
yeah.
We're doing it. We're doing it.
So sexy is here. We don't need Justin Timberlake to bring it back.
That's right.
Yeah, Sam.
That's right.
Booyaka.
So, I guess I've got some news to talk about, right? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, first things, I guess we'll start off with the Marvel side of the camp, I guess. I don't know. Captain Marvel, that trailer is out.
Yes.
What do you guys think about it?
I think it has the exact correct amount of old lady punching.
Yes.
And
the timing of that is just the video. When I first watched it, I'm like, am I the only one that's thinking this? Because I'm like, they could have maybe put another scene in there before the old lady punching. But I wonder how many people that don't know about Skrulls were confused by that.
Yeah, I don't know, but maybe it's because, you know, she walked all through Blockbuster and couldn't find a video to rent, so she got angry.
Yeah.
That could be it.
It was nice seeing Blockbuster. I'm sure that will improve the business of the only remaining Blockbuster that still exists.
Exactly. Isn't that crazy? I can't believe somebody's still holding out.
Yeah.
Keeping the franchise alive.
Never give up. Never surrender.
I know. That's what I think.
That's why you rent Galaxy Quest from that.
I wonder if they do mail order. Maybe you have to spend a little bit longer to rent. I don't want it for a week. How much does it cost for a week?
Yeah. I don't know.
And watch it and send it back.
That's a good way to start.
Yeah.
They could probably, though, if they just
create envelopes and put the DVD in.
Yeah. Or maybe just get like a box and have all the DVDs that you wanted in it, and then you wouldn't even have to pay anyone. You could just have it like a vending machine that they.
What color would you make that box though?
I don't know. Blue.
Blue? A blue box. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go with the colors of the a Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Blue boxes in front of every storefront. Maybe it could even be used as a verb.
Yeah.
I'm going to blue box that.
That sounds dirty.
That does sound dirty. Wow. You get that on blue box.
Yeah.
Red blocks versus blue blocks. And then, you know, whose corner is it?
I don't know.
They merge into purple box. The red box and the blue box merge into purple box and they take over Netflix.
That's it.
Somebody walking up to the red box. Oh, we never mind. Nope, never mind. Not going to go there.
Okay. Sam has reached his. Perhaps this will be the one where Chris reaches his.
There you go. That'll never happen.
All right. So
what about the trailer? What do we get to see? We see Skrulls.
Yeah. They look cool.
They do look cool. We see Captain Marvel do some Captain Marvel type stuff, shooting beams out.
Looks like it's not going to be told in chronological order.
That's what it kind of seems like to me too,
which I'm all for.
Yeah, that could be good for that. I know very little about her origin a little bit. I just, recently reading up on it. That's pretty much all I kind of know about it. But, I'm not a huge Captain Marvel.
She was Miss Marvel when I was dealing with her.
I just know Ro kicked the crap out of her, so.
But you have to figure out how more powerful she must be as Captain Marvel than Miss Marvel, because compare Miss Marvel to Captain
Marvel. Right. Right. Exactly. No comparison. No. That's right. But there is a new Miss Marvel, right? They got a different
new Miss Marvel with totally different powers.
Different powers, right? Yeah.
Yeah, when I was reading, Captain Marvel had the white costume. I don't remember her name. She was in the Avengers at that time.
Oh, yeah.
Completely different character.
Oh, that's... I need to look her up. I know who that is.
She had the great hair.
African American, correct? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
She right. was the cool. She was a cool Captain Marvel. She retired.
Whatever happened to her?
Yeah, she led the Avengers on several missions.
Yeah.
But while you're looking that up, I dug the trailer overall. I'm trying to think of what else was in it. Well, the most important thing,
Agent Coulson's hair. Yeah, right. That is true. Forget it, Samuel L. Jackson.
Nick Fury.
Right. Who cares about that? Coulson's hair. It's cool seeing Ronan.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I'm kind of curious about how that whole story is going to play out. How that whole thing's going to happen.
I bet you he lives.
You think?
Yeah.
He might live. You might be right about that one.
Yeah.
I think you just spoiled the movie for me.
I did. I'm sorry. I'm going to bet Coulson lives. I'm going to bet Nick Fury lives. I'm going to guess they could throw you all out for Miss Marvel. Hey, while we're talking Marvel, can I tell you something I read online that might have been the greatest thing I've ever read online?
Yes, absolutely. Do tell.
Someone on, I think it was Reddit, had posted a what they hoped for from the second Spider-Man movie.
All right.
That it was actually just 2 hours of sad music and like the camera panning around his room looking at pictures because he's dead at the end of Infinity War.
And
every so often you just hear Aunt May crying in the background.
No.
That's wrong. Man.
So whoever said that.
Yeah, that's pretty.
It brought me great joy.
I read a couple different theories like that people were talking about a little bit. Like, I don't know if you guys seen the thing where the rumor that Doctor Strange cursed the time gem.
No, I didn't see that one. I saw where he used the time gem to go into the future and brought the future time gem back, and that's the one he gave to.
Oh, really?
Yes, and that's why the glove collapsed on itself because it was using an out-of-time time gem.
Oh, interesting. It was kind of the cursed time gem thing. It's kind of the same theory as to why the glove collapsed. Basically, he put a curse on it, and then, since he was there's that statement he makes where try removing a dead man's spell or whatever, something like that. So they kill him, then he's killed, and as a result, the glove was affected by his death, and that's why it kind of blew up on Thanos and kind of injured him.
I'll tell you why I don't buy that.
I don't think it's true either. I just thought it was interesting.
Those deaths seem to spread out throughout the universe. It wasn't like he snapped his finger. That glove, as soon as he snapped his fingers,
it blew up.
And,
unless that's part of trying to remove the dead man's spell. I don't know. I'm just going along with the theory. I don't necessarily agree with the theory, but the things that they kind of said to kind of back it up, because that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not a cursed time gem.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that the glove imploded before he had a chance to actually die.
That's true. That is true. I kind of don't buy the Curse of Time Gem thing. I kind of like the idea of him going into the future, taking a future time gem. I kind of like that idea.
Is a time gem, so is it ever even out of
I understand what you're out saying,
of time? I mean,
it makes sense. It might just be an object that exists in all times, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, that could be, yeah. We'd have to ask Doctor Who.
So, I don't
or Doctor Strange, yes.
Yeah.
Doctor Who? There's so many doctors, at least you didn't say Dr. Drummond or whatever. Oh, speaking of Marvel, it was Monica Rambeau who was Captain Marvel, and she is now known as Spectrum since 2013.
She's known as the Spectre. Spectre or Spectrum? Spectrum. Okay.
Spectrum.
Interesting.
Spectrum, yep. Like Spectrums. Spectrum.
Yeah. So in other words, what I hear is that she'll save you sometime between the hour of 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. So there's danger for that time.
Whenever it's convenient.
That is true. Her.
Yes.
Sounds about right.
And if you call, you'll get... Never mind. I don't want to get sued. I was in before they showed the trailer.
I was going to watch it before, you know, no matter what.
But I thought it looked good. I'm curious to see what they do with it and how this leads into making her, you know, powerful enough to defeat Thanos, where she's when you're Nick Fury's oh shit button.
Right. Exactly. I saw some, speaking of the oh shit button, the couple memes that people have created with Nick Fury, like talking about, you know, this event is what caused him to contact Captain Marvel, not aliens invading Earth,
right,
the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Got the Avengers. Why wouldn't you call Captain Marvel too, you know? It's kind of
well, I think his thought was that would probably be if the Avengers failed. He's now watching half of everyone die around him.
Right.
Like, he's watching a world-ending event.
Or is maybe somehow, does he get some sort of... Maybe Captain Marvel is familiar with Thanos enough to say that if this happens, contact me to Nick Fury.
No.
Thanos has not made any secret.
I think it was, like, mostly the whole... he wanted to see what Earth can do first with some of the people that are becoming heroes. And then if that all failed, then you call Captain Marvel. So that's why I think it happened. I think I'm with Chris with this one.
Yeah, I could kind of see that's the type of thing he's going with. But I guess also if you think about it, he was trying to form his own team.
Yeah.
Then as far as he knew, the team had crumbled.
Plus, they might not have left on the best terms. Maybe it takes a lot of destruction before.
That's true too. Yeah.
We don't know yet.
I know we don't know, but aren't we dying to find out?
Yes.
Well,
50% of us are.
Yes, the ones that are left.
Perfectly balanced.
Perfectly balanced. As all things should be. Ooh.
You know, for some reason, I just could not. The actress, what's her name? Oh, Brie Larson. For some reason, I just could not put her face with Envy from Scott Pilgrim. It was like when I finally realized, I was like, those are the same people.
The only movie I've seen her in, actually.
Yeah, I had no idea what other things she'd been in until I IMDb'd her after the trailer dropped, and I was like, oh, that's what she's in. Okay.
I mean, she was in the Kong Skull Island.
Oh, she was on that too. Really interesting.
I only have that. It was on.
Yeah, she was the photographer. The
action stuff as it was happening, but I didn't watch most of the movie. My kids were watching it.
Well, it was pretty good. But yeah, it was just kind of like I never put two and two together because she looks so different.
I'm curious. I want to know how everything fits together. I guess that's just my thing. You know, curious about that. I'm wondering if also maybe we'll find out what happened with the first Infinity Gem that Thanos acquired. I wonder if that's going to happen in the Captain Marvel movie. Maybe we'll see that.
No, that's interesting.
Because that's kind of a story I want to see.
Which was the first one that you got?
The one that was given to the Nova Corps to protect.
Oh, yeah.
The power gem, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct.
I'm kind of curious to see what happens with that. The I don't know. We have anything else to say about the Captain Marvel?
Nothing else to say about Captain Marvel.
Well, sticking with Marvel, how about the Dark Phoenix trailer that dropped
today?
Even
that looks really good.
Looks way better than I had expected it to look.
I love whatever Magneto says, like that line about things go wrong, you apologize, no one cares.
You're right.
I'm anxious to see what they do. It seems like that will probably be the last X-Men movie before Marvel takes over, right?
Yeah, I think so. That's got to be right around the last one. I wonder if they're... I'm guessing after that, then they probably just clean the slate, I'm thinking.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. Because they kind of...
Does it feel weird that there's no Wolverine in this Dark Phoenix storyline?
Yeah, well, you know, all right, so X-Men continuity in the movies is quite possibly the worst thing that's ever existed. It's less consistent than, I don't even know. It is the least consistent. You think about the first class takes place in the late 1960s, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So and then the apocalypse takes place in the 80s. So you've got Magneto. We'll use him as an example. So 20 years, he looks exactly the same. This takes place in the early 90s. 10 more years, looks exactly the same. The first X-Men movie takes place in 2000. So man, that 9 years really does a toll on him.
Right. Yeah, that is true. That is true.
I don't know if you happened to witness the Ark of the Covenant being open.
Maybe we'll find out at the end of this movie.
And I'm still trying to figure out is Mystique ever going to, you know, talk to her son?
Oh yeah.
No. Well, Jennifer Lawrence doesn't want to do anymore, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
She doesn't like to put on the blue makeup at all.
Really? That has gotta be kind of like a tedious process. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably less tedious if you're the one applying it.
Yes.
That's a guy poor gal who wakes up every day excited to do their job.
Right.
On their way to work.
Yeah. Guess what I get? and I get paid even.
Right.
I mean, we're assuming.
Maybe it's volunteer work.
It could be.
But it looks good. I'm hoping this one's better than the last time they tackled Dark Phoenix.
Yeah. I mean, it can't be.
Shot at your lips. It can.
Yeah, I guess it can. It can be.
It's a first-time director on this one.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Ooh, I didn't realize that.
He's been attached to all the other X-Men movies, though. He was, in charge of, visual styles and stuff.
So he's got an idea. And
the cinematography looked really good in the trailer.
It looks like as far as stories go, it looks like it's the most story driven.
Yeah, it looks character driven.
Yeah, character driven.
Much more so than Age of Apocalypse was with, hey, watch a bunch of things blow up.
Yeah. Age of Apocalypse was okay.
Yeah.
You know, it was.
It suffered from everything being about a villain that has nothing to do with the overall plot. Oscar Isaac did fine with what he had, but what he had was an awful makeup job or awful costume design and very little to do. So it wasn't a bad movie by any means, but it wasn't as good as it could have been.
No. And even the Horseman Apocalypse were kind of like
everything was
underutilized.
Well, the problem is you're
slamming it all into like
you got 50 years of X-Men and you're trying to put them all into a movie.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. So, but yeah, Dark Phoenix looks good.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. All right. So we hit the DC side of the universe or whatever. The dark side. Speaking of the dark side, Batman the Damned?
Yeah.
This is Chris informed me about this before we came on here. I hadn't heard anything about this.
It is comic book news.
Comic book news.
Came out like a week ago or so. It is the first Batman, true Batman for Black Label Batman, and it is for mature readers. And I picked it up when I happened to be at a comic book store.
Because Chris is nothing but mature.
Because I am the most mature person on this podcast, if we just go by age. Not knowing that it was going to be something important or whatever. And as I was reading the story, which seemed like a really good story, I happened to notice something staring at me in the face. It was Bruce Wang, the Batarang, Batawang. There was penis
on
display, somewhat in shadows in one panel, somewhat not in shadows in the other.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's nothing new. Dr. Manhattan was naked.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But I think because it was Batman,
it became
a
story,
a news story. When it became a news story, DC then decided to censor it on any future editions and on the digital copies, which has added collectability to the one that I picked up. Yay! I win. I get to see Bruce Wayne naked, and I get a book that rises in value.
Yeah, almost immediately.
Yeah, I'm sure that actually there's a Dark Knight Rises joke to be made here, but I'm not going to make it.
Oh my! But yeah, that's an interesting thing.
It's an interesting story.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. They have it's good writing. It seems the artwork is awesome, but everyone's talking about those two or three panels.
No, I believe. Yeah. That's what, you know, the only criticism I have for this is it doesn't, at least from what you mentioned.
Yeah.
To me about it doesn't seem to be a crucial component to the story.
Yeah. But it's not like,
you know,
I guess because the way it's framed,
yeah,
you know, being in the shadows and when he's sitting in a chair and everything like that, it's not like it's the thing you focus on. It's just that I think it's just because you don't ever see it normally, it becomes a focal point.
Gotcha.
And because it's a mainstream character and not
Dr.
Manhattan or whatever. I wonder if he calls it Grayson.
Oh boy, wonder.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Batman and Throbbing.
Oh, wow. My. The joke. There's probably a Reddit just for jokes about.
There should be. Batman, I don't know if there
is. Yeah, if there isn't, there should be. So. But yeah, I guess also talking about the Bat Universe, Batman, all that kind of stuff, we got to see the first take on Joaquin Phoenix's Joker.
Yeah.
Sam,
go ahead.
I said, what do you think about what you've seen with Joaquin Phoenix?
Oh, I mean, it looks interesting. I don't have like I'm just keeping my expectations kind of
keeping them in check.
I'm not excited about it, but I am interested about it because Joaquin Phoenix has a lot of interesting roles that he has taken from Johnny Cash to some of his other roles. So I'm willing to give it a chance.
Yeah, I can't say that I love it. I also feel like this might be the, we're seeing the introduction of the character before he becomes the Joker.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It might be too. I think you're right about that, Chris.
But even if it's not, I don't know that I care.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, it's,
it seems like an interesting take to do. I gotta, like, when I first heard they were doing a Joker solo movie, I was like,
yeah.
Do they need that?
Right. I don't know how you frame that exactly, but
yeah.
I'm not really I don't think I have any desire to see how the Joker became the Joker, to be honest with you.
I personally kind of like his origin being a little bit of mysterious. Like, nobody really knows what he's more of a force to deal with, not something that you understand and think about how he became the way he is.
Just drop him in some acid. So,
yeah.
Here's the way that I think you always have to look at DC movies. It's just one of the many Earths.
Yes.
This is just one example. I mean, when Batman got his godlike powers, yes, you know what the Joker's name was, and the person responded, which, or the voice or whatever responded, which one? There's three. So, I mean, it is just a Joker film. It's not the Joker film. I don't even think it fits in with DC continuity.
No,
of the movies that they've made.
Yeah, I don't. That, to my understanding, I don't think it does either. It's interesting that they're making such a thing, I think, but I'm kind of curious about it just to see what they do with it. I don't know. I would say this though, like, seeing the few clips of Joaquin Phoenix, I'm a little bit more interested in it than I was initially.
Oh, sure.
You know, so I want to see what they do with
it. I think he's a great actor. So,
oh, I do too. Yeah. I think Jared Leto is a great actor too.
Yeah,
but that dude creeps me out.
To be honest with you, I didn't really hate his portrayal of the Joker as much as some people did. It was like you're saying, it's like a different take on the Joker.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I didn't see like the first 25 minutes of Suicide Squad. I started watching like halfway through.
Oh, okay. So you did not see him?
I have still never seen Jared Leto.
What?
Yeah.
I got home from actually doing a podcast and my kids were watching it.
Oh, gotcha.
And I sat down and watched it from whatever point to the.
So, really, the only part you saw was him at the end then?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And he didn't kind of. I mean, he does. You know, he doesn't have a huge part, I guess. But he does have a bigger part, bigger role in the middle.
That I have a problem with his portrayal more so than I have a problem with the character design.
Yeah. And the movie itself too was a little bit weird, but it was definitely a different take on it, and it just kind of, you know, that's what they did with it.
Because they're supposed to be the bad guys.
Yeah. But you know, though, I would say this though too, though, is if Jared Leto tried to do exactly what Heath Ledger did, I think he would have been criticized for that as well. He was kind of in a no-win situation, really.
Oh, sure.
So,
yeah.
Is he my favorite Joker? No.
Let's be honest. When Heath Ledger got announced to cast everybody,
hated
it.
Exactly.
And they were like, he's never going to live up to Jack Nicholson.
Right. Exactly. You got it. Yep. And then he surprised us all.
You know, when Jack Nicholson got cast, everyone was mad and said he's never going to live up to Cesar Romero.
Painted mustache.
His painted mustache. I just want to say this too, because while I was on vacation, I was watching a movie, Teen Wolf.
Which
I haven't really actually, I think, watched since the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. Did it stand up?
Yeah. I mean, it was exactly what I remembered in general.
I loved that movie as a kid.
Yeah, it was just a fun, dumb 80s movie.
Yeah.
You know, nothing. I didn't have high expectations that it was going to, I was going to rewatch it and I'd be like, every time find I see this movie, meaning. I get something new from it.
Find new meaning.
But it just happened to be on and I started watching it. I noticed it was written by Joseph Loeb. And I was like, oh, I wonder if he's related to Jeff Loeb. And it's the same person.
I think I knew that. I think I knew that somehow. Now that you're mentioning that, that sounds very familiar to me. Like I've heard that somewhere before.
So Teen Wolf will eventually lead you down the path to being in control of the entire DC cinematic universe. I believe he's
just taken over. Wow. Think about that.
But it did make a MTV series, Teen Wolf. So hey,
they did. Oh man, if he created that idea, not just.
Yeah, like the concept of it. Maybe money from that too, man.
Because it was pretty popular. I don't know if it's still on or not, but
yeah, the popularity of it made me want to watch it. At first, when I heard that they were doing like a darker version of Teen Wolf, I was like, that doesn't need to
exist. Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was pretty good.
So right. Yes, indeed. So, I guess we'll move on to the next DC topic. Superman calls it quits.
Potentially.
Yeah. Henry Cavill?
No.
I think it's Cavill. Yeah. I don't know. Is it actually official? Because what I saw was just like everyone saying that he was gone, and then he released a Twitter video of him playing with Superman toys.
That's what I heard, too. That was just a rumor. Yeah. So
we're just going to pretend.
Yes. Pretend, if you will. Imagine if you will.
Which I'm sad about, because I didn't necessarily like what he was in, but I liked him as Superman.
I did, too. I don't think he was necessarily
bad.
I think he looked the part,
and I think he was a good actor. I don't think he was given the material necessary to make a great Superman.
Right. Yeah. It's not his fault. Same thing with Brandon Routh, too. I don't think he was, he was given a bad Superman movie.
He was, but he was given, my problem with Brandon Routh was it just felt to me like an amazing Christopher Reeve impression.
Yeah. that's pretty true. Because, I mean, you just hear him talk, he sounds like Christopher
Reeve. Yeah, and he enacted a lot of the mannerisms, especially as Clark Kent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really like Henry Cavill as Superman.
No,
I just think
it's because of the way he portrayed it, or the script, or do you think it him as the
character? I think it's both. I think for me, I referred to him as an emo Superman. It's like for the most part, like the only time I ever seen him smile was basically at the end of Justice League. And it's like, dude was always like depressed all the time as Clark Kent and as Superman. It was just like, dude, seriously? And they're like, they tried to make him be the beacon of hope in the DC universe. And it's like, dude, he hasn't even done anything to be a beacon of hope. He's like so depressing all the time.
Yeah. But I don't think that's the actor's fault, though. I think it's the script, though.
And that's the way he's directed.
And that's how he's directed, yeah. Because, I mean, he can't, like you said, he smiled at the end of Justice League. That's probably, one of the few times
but we saw him. Did he smile, or did they put that on when they were erasing the mustache?
Yeah. Maybe it was
a digital. Well, he was laughing, so unless they had somebody do a voiceover of him laughing, so. That was the only time. Like, it's like, think about it. It's like, when was he, even when he got back with Lois, he didn't smile. He was just like, oh, Lois, I'm glad to be in your arms again. Oh, hey, Lois, why don't we get together? It was just like, dude, you're kind of depressing. Like, isn't Batman's, that's Batman's job.
Yeah. He was more Batman than Batman.
Right. Ben Affleck was like more charismatic than what Superman was. Oh my gosh. There's only one dude.
Sure, though, now we'll just have to have them pull down their pants. Because I don't know the actual Batman.
Right. Because of Batman the Damned.
Wow.
Yes, indeed. So like, if we were to select a different actor to portray soups. Who would that be? Who would we?
We're going to talk about actors we would like to see and actors we would not like to see.
Yes, and
I would like to see be Superman.
Yes.
Who do you got, Sam?
All right, actors that I would like to see be Superman, and we're talking about Clark Kent Superman. So my number three person, I'm saying Brandon Roth. I have started the whole bring back Roth hashtag bring back Roth movement. I don't know how well it's picking up, but I think if he's given the right script, I think he can be Superman again. That's my number three person.
I kind of, it's funny because I kind of feel that way too. Mm-hmm. I was talking to Chris about this.
Before I shut him up and said, save it for the podcast.
Yeah, right. Because I think he did a good job as, you know, maybe the best Christopher Reeve impression, like Chris is saying. But that's kind of like what I think of when I think of Superman, is I think of Christopher Reeve. So I kind of, you know, associate those in my mind. So it may very well be because he's good at impersonating Christopher Reeve. But
I don't want to say it was just a flat out impersonation. It was just, I felt at times as if it was Christopher Reeve up there, and I kind of wanted a new Superman at that point. But I'm not saying he did a bad job by any means. I thought he did great with what they gave him.
Yeah.
I also think I like his Clark Kent. He wasn't like too dorky. I mean, he still had his like quirks of being Clark Kent, but it was like a more believable Clark Kent than Christopher Reeve in Superman 4.
I mean, if you want to talk emo Superman, him sitting around watching Lois sleep outside her house.
Yeah, that's creepy Superman.
Yeah.
That's creepy Superman. That's not emo Superman. I mean, he just found out that the woman that he loved has his baby, is a baby mama. What's he going to do? He can't, as a superhero, he can't just say, hey, that's my kid. Why are you?
That's the whole thing I wish they would have explored more, too. Like if it would have if that movie would have done well enough to get like a sequel, just to see what happens with Super Baby.
It's Cyclops versus Superman.
Spend weekends at the Fortress of Solitude,
right?
Every other weekend.
So who else do you have, Sam? Because I had Brandon Routh also.
Okay, my number.
That's kind of.
And I'm just gonna say right now, this is the actor I want. Someone that I don't know.
Okay.
I feel like the internet and fans everywhere, you could get Kal-El himself to come down from Krypton to play the role.
And people will hate on it.
People would be like, he's not my Superman. So get someone that we don't know. And put him in there. So that's why I don't really have a good actor that I want to name as the person I want. That's who I want. I want to know.
Okay.
I would like them to.
I didn't know Henry Cavill. I didn't know Brandon Routh.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Brandon Routh was was essentially kind of a total nobody.
Yeah.
Right.
Correct.
So, I mean, I didn't know Christopher Reeve either, but that was probably because I was 4 or 5.
Yeah. But Henry
Cavill, I didn't know Dean Cain.
Interestingly enough, Dean Cain did not make my list.
Yeah. But.
Not that I hated him as Superman. It's just that
obvious oversight.
Yeah. Well, another actor that I think would make a good both Superman and Clark Kent is kind of going a little bit outside the box and a little diverse. The actor's name is Nate Parker. You know him from the movie Red Tails and Birth of a Nation.
Okay.
I've not seen either of those. Unless you're talking about the really old racist movie from like 1980.
Well, no, I think it's more of a remake. That was in 2016, Birth of the Nation. So it's probably telling the same story, but more modernized.
But probably less overtly like racist on the side of the oppressors. The original Birth of the Nation was like the telling of the founding of the Ku Klux Klan. Where it was all like, man. It was like, I don't even know if it had words.
It was bad.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with this guy. Let me look him up.
Rick is looking up. right now, so I can.
Okay, I see who you're talking about. He looks familiar to me, but yeah, I did not.
Yeah, you've seen him in like other movies too, we have The Great Debaters Nonstop with Liam Neeson and stuff. I just think that if they're going for something like more diversity or whatever, that he could pull off being Superman and being Clark Kent.
I could kind of, yeah, just from looking at the one picture of him, that's all I'm going off of here. I could see what you're saying.
He would be able to blend in as Clark Kent, because let's be honest, when Henry Cavill was Clark Kent, it's like, dude,
dude's still super buff.
Right. It's kind of like, you can't really.
Doesn't seem awkward or anything at all.
I went through his filmography. I don't know that I've actually seen anything with him in it, at least the thing that pops up at the top of Google.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So all I've seen is one picture. So I can't really make a judgment based on one picture.
Yeah.
Without seeing an actor or anything.
And I kind of went, funny, interestingly enough, I went a kind of a diverse route here as well. Since he's not busy being Hemdale anymore, I was thinking Idris Elba.
Okay.
Just because that guy he's got like that.
I can't see him as Clark Kent at
all. But exactly, that's what I was going to say. Like, I think same problem.
Okay, so I think I found the perfect compromise here. Idris Elba as Superman. Brandon Howell.
That's it.
As he puts the glasses on and all of a sudden. Then that would really explain why once he puts the glasses on.
No, recognize.
That's right. It would be like. That's really
weird. The thing with Idris Elba is the fact that he has too much swag. Like, there's certain people.
Yeah.
I have heard him that talks about him becoming the next Bond.
I've heard that too, and you know,
I would be okay with that.
Yeah.
Yes. He could pull off Bond. That would definitely.
I believe so.
That would definitely be in his wheelhouse. That is believable.
Yeah. I can see him being as Batman.
Have you ever heard Mark Bernardin's opinion on this?
May have.
Mark Bernardin says that whenever you're doing the culture swap. Bruce Wayne's history is tied so fundamentally into old money.
Yeah.
That there isn't African American old money, and so he doesn't want to see a black Batman.
Because of that. Okay, yep. Yeah. I have. Now that you say that, it makes sense. It makes sense. Yeah.
I don't care if there's an African American Superman. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care when they swap people around.
No.
At all.
No. I don't.
Like, I was fine with Michael B. Jordan being the Human Torch, I guess, in theory.
Yeah.
Just probably not in a crappy movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's definitely not, you know.
It wasn't my first choice.
Yeah, you know? Not my first choice, but also not a reason to hate that movie. There's lots of other reasons to hate that movie.
like out of all of them, he was probably the best one to chose for the role.
That's very true.
But let's be honest, he was perfect as Killmonger.
Yeah, he was perfect.
That's one of the best Marvel
and
movies ever.
Yeah.
And it's great.
That's right, yes.
All great. So, I don't know. Yeah, do you have anybody else?
What about him as Superman?
Oh.
Well, we'll get to that. I have, I have two lists. Ones that are yes and ones that are no. He's on my no list. The last person on my yes list is, his name is Sam Cliffin. You know him from The Hunger Games and the movie that just came out this year. It's called Adrift.
Like the tall blonde Hunger Games winner guy?
I think so. And he's also in like the Snow White and the Huntsman. He plays Snow White's love interest, William.
I didn't. I saw a little piece of that movie while my wife was watching it, and it wasn't very much. So I don't know that I saw a scene. I mean, I saw all the Hunger
Games. Yeah, movies. Let me see. Yeah, he was in. Let me see what his character was in the Hunger Games.
He's not the lead character.
He's one of the lead characters.
Second, third, and fourth. I think he's the one with the trident, maybe.
Yes, he's the one with the trident.
Okay, so let's see. Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2. Let me see. If
I can... He might have died before 4. I don't know if it was 2, 3. Or... Sam. What was his last name, Sam?
Oh, Claflin? Sam.
Oh, okay. Claflin, yeah. Yeah, he is the blonde guy with the trident.
I kind of see that guy as kind of possibly being a Superman kind of, and he was in a drip, you said, right? Okay.
Yes.
Looks a little thin.
So he's got he's got the build. He's still kind of not, he's known, but not like a superstar.
He kind of looks a little bit like
an, I think when you.
A little bit. Like a less.
He needs to lift.
Muscular. Yeah, he needs to. Yeah.
He needs to bulk up for the role, which Hollywood's good at bulking up their people. Steroids.
Training.
I could kind of see him as that. I had there's two other people that I have as ones that I think could possibly pull it off. One, John Hamm. We know him from what the heck is that show?
Mad Men.
Mad Men. Thank you. Jeez.
Mad Men.
I don't stand behind that decision.
No.
No.
You don't have much swagger.
Yeah. No, his head's too big. To be honest,
not that.
His head's too big compared to the rest of his body to pull off. So once you pull him in the costume, I think he'll look cartoonish.
He might.
Not comic book.
Yeah. I agree.
He might not have the frame either. He might have to.
He would have been, not saying that the person that got it didn't do a great. He would have been my perfect Negan.
I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that because if you've seen Baby Driver, I would agree.
Baby Driver, that was a good movie.
Cause
he was a good movie too.
Yeah,
great actor.
Yeah, great things. That's one of the reasons why I kind of put him on it. I haven't seen that much of Mad Men, but every time I've seen it, seen his performance in it, I was like, wow, this is really a good show. I should watch more of this. But,
yeah.
You know? Yeah.
He's a pretty funny guy, too. It's just like, I was even trying to think of him as maybe like Kingdom Come Superman, but like Chris said, I think.
Cool, okay. Yeah. All right. Actually, Sam, now you've quite persuaded me that I think it might be okay if they do Kingdom Come.
Yeah.
Like basically something happens to Superman where the Kingdom Come Superman is filling in or something like that. I think that would be the only possibility, and I'm a little sketchy about that. That's where I'm at with that one. With Hamm. But he's a good actor. Yeah.
Actually, you know, I said I'd like them to do an unknown. You know what I'd actually like them to do? Cool off on the movies for a bit. Do all the side characters, do all the lesser known DC characters, do all that stuff, build towards giving us a Superman arriving and see how that changes the world that they've built.
That would be pretty cool, actually. Yeah. Like a really super powered
character. Like Dr. Manhattan and Watchmen, but start with the lesser powered characters, you know, the Batman, the
Green Arrow,
whatever. Like that. And then
Blue Beetle.
Blue Beetle.
Yeah.
Blue Beetle.
You know, I never would have said, like, the Ant-Man movie. I would have never said I would have been a fan of that, like, when I was growing up.
I still haven't seen the second one. The
second one's good.
It's good. Yeah, I still got to see the second one.
The Ant-Man and probably the second one are probably some of my more favorite Marvel movies, actually. And it's crazy for me to say that. But they're very watchable. Like, you can just watch it again and again, I think. But I got one more guy down Superman.
Okay.
Because I can, I see him pulling off a, being in an office, possibly doing the, a good Clark Kent, and that's John Krasinski. Maybe not so much Superman. Maybe he's got to bulk up for that. But can you see him?
He's bulked up.
Yeah, for the Amazon Prime show that he's doing.
Yeah, yeah. He's ripped.
Yeah, he's been ripped for a while.
Yeah. Oh man.
No, it's like he's shirtless a lot in that.
Is he really?
Well, at least the pictures that they've released is, and he's six pack abs and.
Oh, for real? Yeah. Maybe that's what he's going for.
That started with that, like, what is it, 12-hour movie or whatever? He was in the Army movie. Yeah,
that's the one I'm actually thinking of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but...
I didn't know if it was a series or movie, but I just saw the promo stuff from it. But I heard his name thrown around as a possible Mr. Fantastic when Marvel gets a hold of
it. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. I could see him as Mr. Fantastic more than as Superman, but I could just... Like, I seeing him, like, maybe as Clark Kent in an office, and then people are talking about Superman, and then him just kind of, like, looking at the camera, doing, like, what he did in the office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of breaking the third wall, and just kind of like, that's me talking about, you know. Right. That's the
thing. I would only want that if Rain Wilson is Jimmy Olsen.
You would want him to be Lex Luthor?
What was that, Sam?
I said you wouldn't want him to be Lex Luthor.
Oh, that's what I just said. Yeah.
That would just be great because I'm trying to think of a good Superman line from the old Christopher Reeve movie when he was talking to Lex Luthor.
Luthor, you fiend! But
I would actually want him. I would want Dwight Schrute as General Zod.
Oh, that would be awesome. That would be awesome.
Oh, man. And the, what's her face? The blonde lady from The Office could be, what's her name? Zara or whatever.
Angela. Yeah. Angela could be,
And then the big guy would be Kevin. That would be great.
That would be great.
So now I want a remake of Superman 2.
Right.
With the cast of The Office. Steve Carell, Perry White.
Oh, that would be they need to make that happen. Somehow that needs to be done.
Yeah. Oh, man. Let's see. Pa Kent could be played by Creed.
My God. That would be amazing. That would be amazing. Oh, man. That I want that movie to exist so bad now.
Kryptonian armor, General Zod.
That would be funny.
Oh, it's fantastic. All right, so those are the ones that I guess that we decided were passable.
Okay.
At least we thought that way.
Here's ones that we don't. Let's start with you, Sam.
All right, we're gonna start off with Shannon Tatum.
Yeah.
He's got a weird shape. Like, no offense, yeah. Like, dude, if you can't pull off Duke, you're not gonna pull off Superman.
Yeah.
It's not that I dislike him. I like the 21 Jump Street movies and things like that.
Yeah, I heard those were pretty good.
They're pretty funny, but he just doesn't.
Yeah, he's not Superman.
I never actually saw the Magic Mike movies, so I don't know.
Yeah.
About those, but I mean, he doesn't seem to be a bad actor.
Yeah, he's not Superman. All right.
Hey, Sam. What about Rick?
Rob Schneider. Would be a horrible Superman. I know it's controversial.
Yeah. Not as controversial as my pick, my first pick.
Oh man, seriously, that's too soon.
You're probably right. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say probably not.
Well, that would explain the stalking outside of the house and
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. Yeah.
While she sleeps.
Well, yes. Yeah. Did you hear? I guess he got a hot dog bun thrown at him. Did they? A steel hot dog bun thrown at him. His first day in prison.
I did hear they got served pudding on the first day.
I heard that too. And, you know, the same brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, weird world that we live in.
Yeah.
Crazy. We think we know a person.
Right.
You know, but it's crazy.
But am I the only person who remembers hearing about this in like the 90s?
No, I don't.
I remember hearing about it, and just everybody assumed that the lady was lying, that she got shut up.
You know, the 90s were a different time, so I can see that. Maybe.
And
Was it Janice Dickinson?
What was that?
Was it the model Janice Dickinson? No,
it wasn't even her. It was just some nobody. I know Janice Dickinson.
Yeah, I remember hearing about it.
Happened to her as well. But it had to have been out there to some extent, because the only reason it became popular to talk about it again and where they started investigating was because Bill Cosby gave a speech that a lot of people took offense to, where he talked about black culture in America and how there's too many, I forget what all the things he said. It was just, it basically said your black society's problems are your own fault. It's kind of like the gist of it. And it was after that and him being so condescending to comedians who use bad words that Harrison, what's his name? Comedian.
Hannibal.
Hannibal Buress started making comments in his act about the fact that Bill Cosby was a rapist, and it kind of brought it back into the natural,
like, national consciousness.
Yeah, even 30 Rock made a joke about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I see. Because
Tracy Morgan, they like were trying to get his character to do something, and he picked up the phone thinking the person on the other end was Alec Baldwin doing a Bill Cosby impression, I think. And he's like, Bill Cosby, I hate you. I know what you did to my aunt back in 19-
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's crazy. No, I didn't know. What? Well, when did 30 Rock come out? That was
the 2000s.
2000s, yeah.
2000s, yeah.
Like in the days of Inside Edition.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was out there.
See, I didn't. Huh. That is crazy.
Either way.
Bad Superman.
Yeah, bad Superman.
All right, Sam. You got anybody else?
Yes, I have. We talked about this a little bit. Michael B. Jordan. Now, if we're talking about like Clark Kent Superman, I say no, because my man has way. His like natural personality is like way too much swag, and he couldn't pull off being Clark Kent. Now, if he was going to be, say, Superman of a different Earth, like Earth 23, and be Calvin Ellis Superman, then yeah, I can see that. But if you're just talking about Clark Kent Superman, I can't see him pulling that off. He's a great actor. Like we said, you've seen him in Creed and Killmonger in Black Panther and Fruitvale Station. That's also a good one with him in it. And so he's able to change roles and whatever. But as far as the Clark Kent that I've read in the comics and everything, I just don't see him being able to be Clark Kent. A person who can like just blend into a crowd.
Gotcha.
So that's why he wouldn't be. I don't think he would be a good Superman if we're talking about Clark Kent Superman.
I agree. I guess he's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
But you, Rick, anyone else?
Jared Leto would not be a good Superman.
To be honest with you, I think he may can pull it off.
You think so?
He does body transformations.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. You're right. That is true. I was just thinking, like, he's too good looking, but you're right, though. He does do body transformations.
He does body transformation. And if you remember in Urban Legend, I mean, he was kind of, he had glasses in the movie Urban Legend. He was kind of like a news geek, so he could kind of pull it off as just blending in.
He played John Lennon's assassin.
Yeah.
100 pounds of fat.
Did he really?
Yeah, and then took it off.
What movie is that in?
I forget.
Yeah, because, I mean, he took a lot of weight off of Dallas Buyers.
Yeah.
That, I mean, that's crazy.
But, yeah.
But,
Yeah, I mean, while we wait, look it up on your phone.
Yeah.
I think Jared Leto could play anybody. Abraham Lincoln? Abraham Lincoln. I mean, John Wayne can do it. Why not Jared Leto?
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Jared Leto, then it just made me, just popped up. He's, they have him down for Morbius, playing Dr. Michael Morbius.
I can see that.
Perfect. Yeah, that's what I think so too. I'm like, that.
Do some makeup on his nose, and he is the living vampire.
He is.
Oh, chapter 27. Is that the movie?
Mark David Chapman is.
Oh, nope, there it is. Yep. I see. Holy crap. He did put on some weight for that role. That is insane.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Body transformation.
Yeah. All right. I might be. You might have swayed me the other direction. pendulum has shifted. I'm thinking maybe we found our new Superman. Inadvertently.
Here's an actor I don't want to be Superman. The Rock.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, he's too much of a...
Too charismatic.
Yeah. Well, he's too... What are the... Black Adam?
Yeah, he's playing Black Adam.
Yeah.
Is he going to be Black Adam?
I don't know.
He was cast 2 years ago, and they still haven't actually made the movie or gone any further. He doesn't seem to be in the new Shazam movie.
That's true. But I haven't heard any denials of it either. Though.
Yeah. But, you know. Oh, I would have thought he would have to go film with Zachary Levi.
Yeah. Which
probably would have drawn attention.
That's true. But maybe he's not in the first one. Maybe he's going to be in the second one. Sequel. Like if they're... Because I hope that movie does well. It looks good. But...
Lex Luthor, you need to know your role and shut your mouth. Everything he says just would sound like a wrestling promo.
That's
but I have to say, in Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, he was awesome.
Yeah, he is really good. That
movie actually is much better than I had any right to be.
It is. I was surprised too. Surprised at how enjoyable it was to watch.
You want to honestly? I still haven't watched it. However, listened to it twice in the car.
Oh, okay.
Because my kids watch it, and it's funny listening to it.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
you know, The Rock is a very talented actor.
Yeah.
And he's funny. The guy can do, like, anything.
Yeah, he even was in Jim and the Holograms.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. He can't do good CGI in Scorpion King. That's very true.
That's my other pick. Do you have any more
picks? I have one more pick, and this may be controversial. my last pick, and the person I do not want to see Superman, is Tom Welling.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He did great in Smallville. He was great in Smallville, but the fact of the matter is, I feel that he never wanted to be the man. If he wanted to be Superman, they would have gave it to him. He never wanted to put the suit on. He never wants it. So anyone trying to bring back that old nostalgia of Smallville and have him be Superman, I'm not feeling it.
I've heard him interviewed now, and he doesn't think he'd ever get asked again, but I don't think he would turn it down. He's on Lucifer now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think the series was too much for him, because I heard some of the stories. Like, I was listening to him on Michael Rosenbaum's interview show, and he talked about the fact that the other cast had to get together to get him a driver to get to the show. They were having him work 18-hour days, drive back to, you know, a half hour away to where they had him staying, and then he was supposed to get up, get ready, and be on the set early. You know, it was like 3 hours of sleep, and eventually they were like, get him a driver. He's going to die at the wheel.
Right, right.
Wow. It sounds like because he was in so much of it at that time, there seemed to have been, so he might not have wanted to play Superman because he was tired of the way he was being treated by Warner Brothers.
Yeah, and maybe a bit burnt out on it. I could kind of see that, yeah.
But I think it's a bit past his time to play Superman.
Yeah, because seeing him on Lucifer, I mean, he has aged.
Yeah.
And he can kind of,
you know. I thought he was a great teenager.
Yeah, I think so too.
So no controversy, Sam. We agree.
Yep.
His time has passed.
Anyone else for you?
Dave Bautista?
I would not want to
do
Dave Bautista. No. I love Dave Bautista.
Yeah.
But not Superman.
Mark Wahlberg. I don't know. I'm just fans
of that, yeah. That's that.
I'll give you controversial. You know what person I've seen appear in movies that I do not want to see be Superman?
Who's that?
Yeah.
Donald Trump.
Not a good Superman.
Not a good Superman. No. No. Not even a good Clark Kent. oh, my.
Any other good ones that I don't want to see? Not off the top of my head.
I can't really. I mean, Ryan Gosling.
Not Zac Efron.
Yeah. No. Not Zac Efron. No. Nope.
Harrison Ford.
Maybe Perry White.
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sean Connery.
He'd be a good Jor-El. Yeah,
oh, man.
That fantastic. He should come out of retirement just for that.
Just for that, man. Being the only Scottish man on Krypton. Yeah. Everyone else speak with completely American accents for him.
Yeah.
You'll be almost impenetrable.
Fortress of solitude. Oh my.
The Arctic.
Oh man. That would have been I would have enjoyed that though.
I still can't get past that. The Superman Office mashup that I want to see so bad now.
Yeah,
that should exist. We need to make a petition. Maybe reach out to him.
Yeah. You just combine different properties like that just to see. Like, I would like to see, now that I'm thinking about this, I would like to see like a combination of the Legion of Doom with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh,
I think the cast of Futurama has done like cable reads of different movies.
They have the cast of SpongeBob SquarePants does as well. Oh, I've heard them doing like Casablanca. In the voices of.
That would be fantastic. I guess that's it.
Is that it?
I think that's,
All right.
We'll wrap up here.
So unlike Batman, this is a short one.
Whoa.
It's Batarang.
Batarang. Yes. Yes, indeed. All right. Did he have a cowl? Like a second cowl?
Yes.
Did he? Okay.
Someone posted, because there were so many on the one Facebook group page that sort of comic books that I belong to. There were so many posts about Batman the Damned. Someone was like, I honestly haven't paid any attention to the internet for the last week. What is this book? Is it like a team up with Doctor Strange? And I put, no, Doctor Strange has Wong. This has Wang.
Nice. Man. Nice.
Nice.
And with that, Wang, I guess we'll sign off here.
Yes.
So thanks for listening. Check us out on...
on Facebook at All of My Issues, on our website, allofmyissues.com, on the Twitter and other social media outlets. You can listen to us on the Apple Store and Google Play.
There you go.
And other podcasts, websites.
Castbox.
Castbox. And all those. All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Bye. Later. See ya.